So let's review. This daf explains the various statements of the Mishnah at the end of Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. The Mishnah said, Va'aluhu Beis Avtinas. They would bring him up to the Lishka known as Beis Avtinas, which is where the Ketores, the incense, was prepared. Tana, L'lamdei Chafina. To teach him how to take the handful of Ketores. Amra Papa. Shtei L'shachis Hayu Loi L'kayin Gadol. Achas Lishkas Parhedrin. Va'achas Lishkas Beis Avtinas. Achas Betzafin. Va'achas Bedorim. Rav Papa explains that there were two chambers for the use of the Kohen Gadol, Lishkas Parhedrin and Lishkas Beis Avtinas. One was on the north side and one was on the south side. The Gemara cites Mishnayos and Midos to determine the locations of these Lishachas. One Mishnah there says, Vav Lishachas Hoyu Bazar, Gimel Bet Safin, but Gimel Bet Darm. There were six Lishachas in the Azar, three in the north, three in the south. The following three Lishachas were Bet Darm, Lishkas HaMelech, where they kept the salt for Karbonis. Lishkas HaParva, where they salted the hides of the Karbonis. Valgaga Hoysa Beis Tfilah Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur. And on the roof of this chamber was the mikveh that the Kohen Gadol used on Yom Kippur. Lishkas HaMadichin, where they washed the intestines of the animals. U'misham Mesiba Oyle Lagag Beis HaParva. There were stairs in this chamber with which to ascend to the roof of the Beis HaParva. The following three Lishachis were Betzafin. Lishkas HaEitz. Blaz Ben Yaakov said he forgot what it was used for. However, Abishal said it was the Lishka for the Kohen Gadol, which was behind the other two Lishachis on this side, and all three of their roofs were the same height. This is one of the chambers for the Kohen Gadol mentioned by Rav Papa, and we see that it was Batzafin. Next was the Lishkas HaGoyla. It contained a well dug by the Jews who came back from Bavel. U'misham maspikin mayim l'chal azar. There was a pulley system placed over the well which was used to provide water for the Azar. The third was the Lishkas HaGazas. This is where the Sanhedrin would judge each Kohen whether he was fit to do the Avodah. Another Mishnah in Midas proves there was one Lishka for the Kohen Gadol in the south. It says, Shiva Sha'arim Hoyu Bazar, Gimel Betzafin, Begimel Bedarim, VeEchad BeMizrach. There were seven gates in the Azar, three in the north, three in the south, and one in the east. The Braisa first lists the three Lishachis in the south, Mimayiv LeMizrach. Shahar Laka, where they would bring in wood or fire for the Mizbeach. Shahar Bechairis, through which they would bring in Karbanis Kachem Kalam. Shahar Mayim, through which they would bring in water for Nisach HaMayim. The Mishnah continues and says there was one gate on the eastern side of the Azara, the main gate, called Shahar Nikaner. To the right and left of this gate were two Lishachis. One was Lishkas Pinchas HaMalavish, the chamber of Pinchas, the keeper of the garments, and Lishkas Oisi Chavitin, the chamber for those who made the Chavitin, a special mincha brought by the Kohen Gadol each day. The Mishnah next lists the three sharm in the north, Mimayiv LeMizrach, Shar Nitzitz, the gate of the spark, which was built like a porch with a second story, Vishom Kahan Mishomim Milmala B'Levilim Milamata, the Kohen guarded the Beis HaMikdash from above, and the Levim guarded from below, and it opened up to the Chel. Next was the Shahar Karban, through which they would bring in Karbanis Kachi Kachim, and third was the Shar Beis HaMikdash, the entrance to the Beis HaMikid, which was detailed earlier on Daf Tezayin. Now, we learn in the Braisa, Chamesh Tevilos Va'asar Kedushin Tevil Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bei Bayom. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had to immerse in the mikvah 5 times and wash his hands and feet 10 times. V'kulon Ba'kodesh Al Gag Beis HaParva Chutz Mizu Shehoseh B'Chol Al Gag Beis HaMayim. All of the Tevilos were on the roof of the Beis HaParva, which is part of the Azara, except for the first one, which was done in a non-holy area on the roof of the Shahar Mayim in the south, Ubitzad Lishkasai Haisa, which was next to the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. We see there was one Badarm as well. To summarize, we know from the above that there were two chambers for the Kohen Gadol, Lishkas Parhedrin and Lishkas Beis Avtinas, one Batzafin and one Badarm. But says Rav Papa, we still don't know which one was Batzafin and which was Badarm. However, Umistambra, the Lishkas Parhedrin Bedarim have it. It's logical the Lishkas Parhedrin was in Darm, because then the schedule of the Kohen Gadol during the 7-day separation would be as follows. He would wake up in the Lishkas Parhedrin in Darm, relieve himself, and then table above the Shahar Mayim, also in Darm. He would then go to the Lishkas Beis Avtinas in Tzafin to practice the handful of incense. Afterwards, he would do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. As evening drew closer, they would sprinkle the Paradama waters on him, and he would then go to the Darm side of the Azara and Tevil above the Shahar Mayim, and then go to sleep in his room nearby, the Lishkas Parhedrin. However, if the Lishkas Parhedrin was in Tzafin, In the morning, he would have a long walk around the outside of the Azara to the Shahar Mayim and Dharm. Similarly, at the end of the day, he would first have to go to Dharm to Taival and then go back to Tzafin to sleep. Why would we put him through this extra effort? However, this could be refuted, and we could say that we actually want to put him through this extra effort, so that if he was a tzeduki, he would leave rather than expend all this effort, or to humble him. It could actually be proven from the fact that these two lishkas could have been built next to each other, or one lishka could have been used for two purposes. The Gemara then discusses the next part of the Mishnah, which said, V'amr loy, ishi kain gadol, anu shluchi bezdin v'ata shlucheinu. V'shlich bezdin, mashpin anu alecha b'misha shikin shmei b'bayis hazeh, shlech teshana davar mikol masha manalach. They refer to the kain gadol as their messenger and the messenger of the bezdin. It seems that our Mishnah holds, hani kahani shluchi didaninu, the kind of our agents, which would contradict Rav Huna b'Rebbe of Yeshua, who concluded, Hanikahani Shlucha Drachmaninu, the Kanamar agents of Hashem, based on the reasoning of Mi Ikamidi Danan Loi Matsina Lemeved Vishluchi Dan Matsi Avdi? Our agents cannot do things that we cannot ourselves do. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah did not mean that the Kohen Gadol was our agent in the Avodah. Rather, he is their messenger in the oath, which means Mashbiin Anu Alecha Al Datenu Vadas Bezdin. We're administering the oath based on our and the Bezdin's understanding of the oath. The Mishnah then said, Hu parishu baicha v'hein parishu nabaicha. The Gemara explains, Hu parishu baicha achashdu et tzeduki. He turns and cries because they suspect him of being a tzeduki. V'hein parishu nabaicha d'amri b'shua ben Levi kal achashe b'ksherim loike b'gufay. They turn and cry because according to b'shua ben Levi, anyone who suspects an innocent person is physically punished. V'kal kach lama, shleisakin mibachutz v'achnas kederach shatzduk anaisen. They need for this oath so that he will not change the order of the incense burning and prepare it outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and only enter after it's prepared as a tzedukin believe this should be done. The Gemara cites a braisa that there was once a Kohen Gadol tzeduki who did it this way. And when he exited the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was very happy to have been able to fulfill this avodah according to their interpretation of the pasuk. Ki bi'anan eira ala kapayis, the Kohen Gadol should enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim once the Keteris is already giving off smoke. However, his father said to him, Bni, although we are tzedukim, we fear the Purushim, the Chachamim, and in practice follow their understanding of placing the Keteris on the coals inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. This topic is further elaborated on Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara cites two versions of how he died in an unusual manner. Our Mishnah had mentioned the name of Zechariah ben Kevutal. The Gemara relates that when Rav Chanan bar Rava taught our Mishnah to Chiya bar Rav in Rav's presence, he pronounced the name as Zechariah ben Kefutal, with a fey. Since Rav was in the middle of saying Shema, he indicated with his hand that it should be pronounced Kevutal with a vase. Although we learned, HaKariah Shema, Lo Yirmes Be'enov, V'lo Yikritz Besif Saisov, V'lo Yirbetz Ba'isov. During Kriya Shema, one may not signal with his eyes, lips, or hands. HaBeperek Rishon, HaBeperek Sheni. It's only forbidden during the first chapter, which as Rashi explains, Tzarech Be'Kavana, requires complete concentration. However, Rav was at that time reciting the second chapter when it is permitted. Since Shema was mentioned, the Gemara darshans the words of Idebar to Bam, Bam v'le b'tfila. Shema may be recited out loud, but Shemani Esrei may not be recited out loud. Bam yesh l'cho rishos l'daber, v'loi b'dvar macherim. One may speak words of Torah, but one may not engage in idle chatter. V'debar to Bam. The Torah should be one's main occupation, while other things are secondary. We proceed with the next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Bikish lehisnamnim pirchei kohuna makin lefanav be'etzbat zrada. If the Kohen Gadol wanted to doze off, the young kohanim would snap their tzrada finger before him. The Gemara and Rashi explained that they would press the index finger against the thumb and snap it against the palm, which would produce a strong sound. V'aymrim loy, ishi kohen gadol, amoid v'hafig achas al haritzpah. And they would say to him, my master kohen gadol, stand up and drive away the sleep by placing your feet on the cold floor. Rav Yitzchak adds that they would ask the kohen gadol to show them something new, and that was the kida, a full bow, where one bends at the waist and kisses the ground from his standing position, which is quite a difficult maneuver. They would keep him occupied until the time for Shechita of the Karban Tamid. The Braisa says that they would keep the Kohen Gadol awake by singing to him. One of the Pesukim they would say was, "Im Hashem lo yiv navayis, shav amlu vay navay." If Hashem does not build the house, the workers toil in vain. Some of the scholars of Yerushalayim would learn all night so that the Kohen Gadol would be kept awake by the sound of their learning. Some people continue this custom, zecher l'migdash. The Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi revealed, Satan b'yemit kipuri les le'rishrus l'estuni. The Satan has no permission to prosecute on Yom Kippur, because Hasatan b'gematria t'las me'yav shisin v'arbahav. The numerical value of the word Hasatan is 364, to indicate, t'las me'yav shisin v'arbahav yoyme is le'rishrus l'estuni. He's only granted permission to prosecute 364 days of the year. B'yemit kipuri les le'rishrus l'estuni. But he has no permission to prosecute on Yom Kippur, the 365th day of the year.